Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please hurry one up? Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room. Hello, Matt.
Okay. Uh-oh. Matt.
No, Matt. Okay. It's like we're playing amongst ourselves.
I'll try one more time. Hello, Matt. And there we go. All right. Well, you heard the instructions, gentlemen. You'll be playing against each other. And like I said, you have one of three categories today. We offer you the wonderful world of drugs. Is that our boy Matt calling back there? Or do we know?
Yep, that's it.
All right, Matt Hello, is Matt. Calling back.
He can do this.
Matt.
Hello, Matt.
Hola, bitchola.
Hola. You are so easy to get in contact with. All right, Matt, you understand how this here game is played.
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, today you have your choice of one of three categories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have animalized this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, we have seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to extreme violence. Matt.
Yeah, I'm still here. Let's go with the first one.
Drugs. All right, Matt, here's your story. A woman was arrested in Upshur County after deputies said she was driving her children around while high and had explosives in the car. 32-year-old Ashley Galloway, she was stopped with two children, ages 3 and 5, after deputies noticed the registration plate light was out. After she stopped, deputies said she displayed extremely erratic movements and behavior, that her physical motions were rigid and uncontrollable, that her pupils were dilated, and that she was unable to follow simple directions. Now, deputies found a container with drugs in it, and at that moment, that's when she started to scream about bombs being in the vehicle with the two children. Well, two CO2 cartridges with a green ignition fuse protruding from the metal cartridges were in fact found in the sunglasses holder of the vehicle, which deputies say are used to make pipe bombs or similar explosive devices. Galloway told deputies she was taking the devices to the magistrate's office to obtain a protection order against her husband, who she said made the devices. Well, another bag of drugs was also found in the car after deputies continued their search. So she was charged with child neglect, two counts of possession of a destructive device, DUI of a controlled substance, DUI with a minor, and possession of drugs. The question is, what drug was she high on? Was it heroin? Was it bath salts? Was it crack or was it meth? So heroin, bath salts, crack, or meth?
Got to go with bath salts.
bath salts. Let's share.
You said the county. Where is Upshur County? Do you know?
I am not sure, man.
There's an Upshur County in West Virginia, but I don't know if that's the one.
It could be there. I don't know.
I think it's Essex. I think it's in Essex.
Matt, I'm going to go meth.
Going meth?
Yeah, that feels methy. But you know what? Maybe it's a crackhead. Okay. Crackhead rolling around with bombs.
What was this lovely mom on there? Heroin, bath salts, crack, or meth? We'll find out next.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. 99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories, drugs on profile. This got a woman who was arrested while driving with her kids. She was pretty high, and she had bombs in her car, which is a nice touch. And there were drugs as well. Question is, what drugs were also in her car? Not saying she was on the drugs. We don't know, but this is what they found.
Oh, she was.
Oh, she was. So, was she on heroin, bath salts, crack, or meth?
And Matt, that is the very question that we posed to you, and you instantly went with bath salts.
I'm afraid it was not bath salts.
Not bath salts. D-Ted Smith, you went crack because nothing sounds cooler than a crackhead with an explosive. Well, I agree with you in spirit, sadly. Not crack.
Sounds cool.
Miles, you just went old-fashioned methamphetamine.
Yeah.
And you are
all
correct.
All right.
Matt.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Story did feel methy. All right, you got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Seth Meyers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late?
It is right to the title. These guys have teams of talents and writers hoping to come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
In Alabama, a woman gave birth to her child in a Krispy Kreme parking lot. Delivery was complete success. Both mother and baby have been glazed.
The Ted Smith. Yes.
Colbert.
In Alabama, a woman gave birth to a baby in a Krispy Kreme parking lot. The delivery was a complete success, and both mother and baby have been glazed.
A woman in Alabama recently gave birth to a baby in the parking lot of a Krispy Kreme. This according to some recently discovered Springsteen lyrics.
Fallon.
Yeah, I guess Fallon.
Seth.
A woman in Alabama recently gave birth to a baby in the parking lot of a Krispy Kreme. This according to some recently discovered Springsteen lyrics.
Spirit Airlines has announced a new dress code for passengers banning revealing clothing or offensive tattoos. But don't worry, you'd still slaughter a goat in the bathroom.
God, I hope that's you.
Colbert.
It's Colbert.
Spirit Airlines has announced a new dress code for passengers banning revealing clothing or offensive tattoos. But don't worry, you can still slaughter a goat in the bathroom.
This year, a 30-second Super Bowl ad costs more than $7 million.
The commercials are so important because without them, Americans would forget that beers, chips, and soda exist.
That's you. Beat that Smith.
Fallon.
I read that this year, a 30-second Super Bowl ad costs more than $7 million. Yeah, the commercials are important because without them, Americans would forget that beer, soda, and chips exist.
Shreveport's aquarium has a new baby shark, which is odd since the only sharks in the tank are both female. And a related story, the aquarium has some new openings for shark tank cleaner.
Lead sense, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
The cheapest Super Bowl tickets
are
awesome for
fun. Oh, yeah, all right.
Sorry. Got a new rhythm.
Fallon.
Yeah, it's Fallon. Just
sorry.
The cheapest Super Bowl tickets are listed for $5,000. The cheapest. The most expensive ones are going for $500,000. Right now, fans are asking themselves, should I buy two Super Bowl tickets or a dozen eggs?
So we were talking about different shows and stuff last night and or yesterday during the segment. And then Mike sent me off air. He goes, man, have you seen Pop Culture Jeopardy? And I said, I haven't
Colin
watched
Jost.
It. Colin Jost is the host with the most.
I was going to say, you got to keep rolling.
Yeah.
From coast to coast. And he loves his toast. I don't mean the most.
God damn it.
But when he dies, you're going to come back as a ghost.
Yeah. Well, I met him out on the coast. Mm-hmm. Are you already used it? Damn! All right. So this Colin Jost made a joke about it during a Weekend Update this week.
Yeah.
Where he's talking about somebody jumped on a game show host and knocked him over, and he pulled out a Glock and said, try that on Pop Culture Jeopardy.
Yeah.
So I watched it last night. First of all, it's teams of three. All right? So, like, there's three people on each team, three teams.
Okay.
And then Mike was right. He was like, dude, I think you'd be good at it. And, like, some of the categories are a little tougher, but it's pretty much just general pop knowledge,
yeah,
which is pretty smooth. Basically, like, Jost puts it the best in the first episode. He goes, these are basically the questions that you see on regular Jeopardy, and you're like, how do they not know any of this? Right? Like, I think the final Jeopardy category was, like, sports advertisements or something. You know, just easy, right in your wheelhouse. Then they have a cool thing where they still have a daily double, but they also have a triple play.
Okay.
So basically, it would, you know, it'd be like, I'm trying to think. Like, it's a question that has three answers. So if I ring in, let's say me, Miles, and Thriller are on a team. If one of us rings in, you say the answer to the first part of the question. Then ideally, Miles would know the second part. I would know the third part.
Okay.
But I don't know. Like, you rang in, so you might think we all know it. We don't. So okay. Maybe you get the first. So basically, it leaves off there. So if another team gets the first two right, and I know the third, if once your time's up, I can ring in with
all
that.
Right, you steal it.
Correct. So, I mean, pretty cool little concept. And then just, you know, honestly, just a lot easier to play than regular Jeopardy overall. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to put in a couple more episodes of that tonight, and we'll check that out. The only thing I did.
What is it on?
That is on Amazon.
Okay.
So, but yeah, teams of three. It seems to be mostly couples and then one male friend who may or may not enjoy the company of other men. So I looked at Mike. I was like, what? Is it you and your wife and me? I got to be the third guy? I think we cut you out. I think it's me and your wife and somebody else I recruit.
All right.
All right. Everybody knows Roseanne Barr.
Yep.
She's working on a new show for herself. She calls it a cross between the original show of Roseanne and The Sopranos.
Oh.
It's about a small town farmer in Alabama who dabbles in growing and selling marijuana and magic mushrooms. It's also said she and her family are also, quote, saving the United States from drug gangs and China.
Okay. God almighty.
Wait, what?
Because that's our threat right now.
They're growing pot and saving the world, saving the U.S. from China and... And what else?
In drug cartels.
In drug cartels. Okay. Good job, gang.
She Somebody says, has to quote, do it. It's silly out there. It'll be very offensive ideas with a lot of swearing. They save America with guns, the Bible, petty crime, and alcoholism. It's kind of a Coen brothers thing. This won't shock you. The show doesn't have a home yet. She's shopping the idea around.
A pilot.
Right. She says if Hollywood doesn't buy it, she'll just make it herself, which.
You got the money.
Yeah, why not?
right? There's enough people fired up about her getting fired from that show that, like, I'm sure she will get viewers for it. It's kind of like when people, you know, boycott one thing or another for some reason and then want to watch, you know, then go all in on something else. It's like, you know, that thing, you might agree with its message, but it still could suck.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? There's sometimes stuff I like, but it's like, that episode sucked. And also, like, I don't know, sometimes with the political state these days, like, you don't have to look that deep into it. And I always talk about Yellowstone. I watched that show for years to not realize that it was like a banging drum for one side of the country. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I just like the show.
Right, you just like the show. Mm-hmm. So
it's also kind of crazy. I was talking to my buddy, even his little town of Libby. He was like, oh my God, the prices have gone through the roof. Jeez. And I can never get over with Yellowstone. Like, the whole point of the show was they didn't want people moving there.
Mm-hmm.
And now everybody's moving there.
That's the point of the show.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, I like this show that much. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like another example. It'd be like watching Breaking Bad and then being like, no, I am going to sell meth. It's like, well, they're trying to show you kind of the downs. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, at the end of the day, like, it doesn't end awesome. It ends like most high-level drug deals do. People either going to jail or they're getting shot and murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't forget that part, folks. Come on. Yesterday was also, they had that special on some of the musical guests for SNL over the years. I just think it's funny. Now, look, I love SNL, right? Obviously, Lorne Michaels is the brains behind that. But I think whether it's, you know, Miles, you've seen it in sports, right? Sometimes you got a big recruit in town. He comes to your school. Whether or not he's the best at that position, he's going to get that start,
mm-hmm.
right? So sometimes, right, we see it in our industry. You know, some people like, so this is just kind of funny to me. To me, the Blues Brothers is a massive, massive skit. It turns into movies. You got to keep in mind, they end up putting out an album. It's the number one album.
I've got two of them.
It's the number one movie. But hearing how it kind of started, how Lorne Michaels really hated it.
Danny Aykroyd was a blues aficionado. And when he met Belushi, the two of them teamed up. These two guys had in the back of their minds, play the blues. There was a running bit on the show at that time, the Bees.
Do you think we like this?
John hated the Bee costume. And that was the first time they really did the Blues Brothers on television.
They come up with this concept of these two brothers who play blues. Did it for Lorne Michaels. Didn't make the show. Lorne said, frankly, I don't see anything funny about the Blues Brothers. Wednesday, about 3:15, Lorne comes out of read-through and he says, the show's 3 minutes short. John and Danny jumped on him and, Lorne, the Blues Brothers. So Lorne said, we have nothing worthwhile to put in those 3 minutes. You guys might as well make fools of yourselves.
Right. And it ends up being a massive hit.
Did you watch any of the show? I saw a little bit of it last night.
I recorded it. I'll watch it at some point this week. But there were some good stories in there.
There were. They're talking about Andy Sandberg and the two guys he writes with. And they did D in a Box with Justin Timberlake.
The Lonely Island Boys.
Right, yeah. And they were like, look, man, we were kind of nobody. We just made these videos because we thought they were funny. We didn't even send them to SNL. But somehow Lorne Michaels saw them and said, yeah, there's something with these guys. Bring them in.
Yeah.
So Sandberg's like, look, you're not going to turn down the gig, but we didn't really have, like, a plan. Because, again, we're just making crap up. And now you got the guy from SNL saying, well, I need you to do stuff, right? So they put out a few videos here and there, and they're like, they were hit and miss. Then we find out Timberlake's going to be one of the hosts. So they go to Timberlake, going, we'd like to do a video with you, but they didn't really have a concept. So Timberlake and those guys went back and forth and like, all right, it's going to be a D in a box. And Sandberg's like, man, Lorne Michaels is going to freak the F out. He's not going to like this. But Justin Timberlake carried enough weight. He's like, look, don't worry about it. So they said they spent, I want to say it was 16 hours, none of them slept, to write the song, right? And it was basically Justin Timberlake's concept because he goes, look, man, the videos you guys do always look kind of low grade, and I know that's your thing, but I think it'll be funnier if we do the song, but it's like pop stars that are unaware of how crappy they are. So they spent more money on the video.
It looks like a legit video from like the early 90s.
That was his whole
thing. Also, it sounds
guys.
Like a legitimate boy band that Justin Timberlake could be in.
But that was his whole thing. He goes, look, guys. And he goes, and so Sandberg was like, well, it's crazy because this is the first time we actually had a producer, being Justin Timberlake, sit in the studio with us. And he's going like, guys, the song's going to be funny, but I'm telling you, it'll be funnier if it's polished. So like Timberlake put pressure on them to do like an actual video production. Music production. Anyway, they went out there, they shot the video, and they're like, we didn't know what to think,
And they finally put this thing on TV, and it just blew the F up. And Andy Samberg, like, honest to God, my entire career is based on that song. Lorne Michaels almost gave us free reign after that. Like, guys, do what you want. And then they showed a couple other clips those guys have done with the other ones, man. And they were all hysterical.
Yeah, I mean, it's just insane, some of the stuff that comes out of there. And, like, for Timberlake, right? I mean, where he was so good. I mean, like, I'd go, like, all right, I got to get home to watch him when he'd host again. But what was he going to say? Like, the famous David S. Pumpkin skit.
That's so stupid.
That's another one, right, that just, they had tabled it. They weren't going to use it. They end up throwing it in the back of the show, and it was almost like a throwaway skit. And, again, because it means nothing. David Pumpkin, to this day, is nobody. But that skit just hits, and people are like, this is unbelievable. This is so good. Yeah, and some of the other skits, like, you know, you just forget how much, like, SNL and those people penetrate through all popular culture and this and that. I also thought it was interesting when they had Rage on.
Oh, they got arrested or something after it, didn't they?
Well, they kicked him because they said, hey, you can't have the upside down flag, which, if you know military stuff, means, the camp is in distress, right? It's a way to let people know. But they're like, we're the Rage band. Like, we're Rage. We F you. We don't do what you tell us to do. So they end up putting it back up, and then it's like 30 seconds. People are ripping down the flag or on their drum kit or whatever. So they play their song, and then basically they're one of the few bands that you don't see at the end on the stage.
All right, waving to the ground.
I mean, basically Tom Morello's like, oh, no, they threw us out on the street. He was like, I ended up going to the after party, but he was like, they did not let us back in the building for the second song or to sit up there and wave and be like, you know, we'll do this or that. I mean, Sinead O'Connor, for years.
Oh, yeah.
Her career basically ended when she rips up that picture of the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And you fast forward and you look at all that stuff. Look, I grew up Catholic, but you can't deny the fact that there was a horrible cover-up of child
molestation.
She's
trying to tell you.
Right. She was right. Right? And it basically ended her career. And then on the other hand, I would say, you also have Adele, who Adele's like, look, I was getting sort of popular. I'm on SNL. And like she says, she does her songs. She said she got on her plane and looked at, like, Billboard's charts, and she's still, like, 42nd. By the time she lands in London, she's, like, number one, and she's, like, my career at that point just skyrocketed, and I've never looked back.
Right. Think about that. Adele.
Yeah. I mean, some of the stuff SNL can break, and some of the skits are unreal. You know what I mean? So it's also just interesting. I know Miles has just discovered Nate Bargatze, but...
Oh, yeah.
That skit where he's doing the president thing, I told you, like, they were like, Lauren's like, no, we're cutting it. And he's like, it didn't hit during the table read. He goes, once we got in front of an audience, it crushed.
Right.
So you have all that kind of different stuff going on. Let's see. Do you like the FBI? Well, good news. Turn on CBS, 8 p.m., FBI, 9 p.m., FBI International, and at 10, FBI Most Wanted.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Gene therapy cures its very first patient, and doctors say Levi Strauss would be proud. Meanwhile, a Florida deputy finds out on a cruise ship no ecstasy or Molly is allowed. To Glasgow, Scotland, where a huge duck explodes on the street. Wisconsin gym teacher wins award for the most bourbon taken neat. And only in China do people think that drinking tiger pee is healthy. It is time for headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, on top story, we go to New York, where they love attention. A few months ago, a local police officer called in a report of shots fired, saying that he had sustained an injury. They arrived on the scene to find the officer reeling from being shot in the leg, telling fellow officers that he was shot by a masked individual that sped off in a dark-colored Charger. A manhunt ensued that lasted 7 weeks, and they finally pieced together what happened. Turns out, whether it was for attention, sympathy, or just his ego, the officer stopped off the side of the road that night to dump a handful of .22 caliber rounds, drove to the nearby park, shot himself in the leg before driving himself back to the scene to call in the attack.
Come on.
He has since resigned from his position as the department scrambles to do some optics damage control. The former officer was arrested, and as were his parents, who are believed to be involved in the scheme as well, and all three face serious charges. The round that was put through his leg was found to have been used by the gun that his parents kept in their personal room, and I think he was living with them at the time.
I guess it depends on the trajectory of the bullet.
Right. Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, they'll figure it out real quick. It's almost like that's what they do.
Right. It's like, yeah.
What was the scheme?
Again, they don't know why he did it.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out, like, what is this?
Like, it might have been for attention. It might have been for sympathy, something like
that. That'll get it. We're talking about him.
No kidding, dude. Criminy. It's like, really? You want to be shot? Okay. Jeez, a whiz. For more of the same, we go to Florida, where one man is hurting my chances of having a delicious snack. Police received a tip that a man due to board a local cruise ship was going to attempt to smuggle Molly on board. They stopped him and had the canine unit search him upon arrival, which led the dog to a bag of Skittles that he had in his bag. But instead of a delicious sugary treat, it was a whole bag full of ecstasy pills. They subsequently searched his luggage and found that he's an even bigger fan of Skittles than they thought, and he was arrested. They also went ahead and relieved him of his duty as Miami-Dade Sheriff's Deputy.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, like I said, he's seen how everyone smuggles drugs. He probably thought, you know what, man, this one works well.
Right. Know exactly how this is going to happen.
Maybe they don't have drug-sniffing dogs in Florida, but like whatever you put it in, there's a good chance they're going to find it.
They tipped the cops off, so somebody knew that he was doing it. They said, no, this is your guy.
That's oh, really?
Oh, somebody tipped him off.
Yeah, they knew it was him that was doing it. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, depending on how much he had, maybe he was going to sell all that on that cruise,
right? I have no
idea. I mean, it's a rave cruise, so I'm not shocked he would have drugs on him. But if he had that many and somebody tipped him off, somebody must have known, like, that's the cop to get your drugs from.
Yeah, yeah. And then word gets out. That's fun.
I had two green Skittles earlier, man.
Whew, flying. A teacher in Wisconsin is in the news for fitting the stereotype of Wisconsin. Police were called to the scene of a hit and run and were told the story of how a man left the scene telling the victim that he needed to leave because he was a teacher and he needed to get to school on time. Always a great reason to leave an accident, by the way. They got his license plate and found the smashed vehicle in the parking lot of a nearby middle school, figuring out that he was the gym teacher there. They pulled him aside and noticed that he was showing signs of impairment and conducted a field sobriety test, which he failed each and every aspect of. They also took a breathalyzer test, which measured him at a dangerous 0.40.
Wow, man.
But the kicker is, because the breathalyzer only goes to 0.4. Yeah, and it even indicated, like, he's exceeded the limit of my possibility.
It's like your speedometer.
Right, yeah.
You were going over what it says. It just has to stop there.
Exactly. You've beaten the high score, and we can't even know what score you've got. They're actually amazed that this man's alive.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the reason I think they cut it off, because at that point, you're, what, five times over the legal limit?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think they're like, look, at that point, you should be dead. We don't need to make this to go higher.
Exactly.
Unless you're this guy.
Like, he's just got pure bourbon running through his veins at this point. It is.
That's insanity.
Right. Come on now, gang. What do you know? He was arrested and charged. Anyway, here, just in case those storms is a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Back to the medicine field, as there's been a breakthrough with curing sickle cell. Researchers have developed gene editing technology that gave a 20-year-old patient a new lease on life. He'd been suffering a severe case of the disease, leaving him missing large chunks of school, repeatedly hospitalized, in need of expensive hip replacement surgery, and even threatened his life. This is this new technology works as a quote-unquote spell check, according to Boston Children's Hospital, using enzymes to modify single amino acids at the base of DNA strands. Thanks to this technology, our man is finally able to live his life, telling local media that he's able to go to the gym each and every day thanks to the treatment. Fascinating.
Well, that is.
Mm-hmm. The fact that they're able to influence DNA with this enzyme.
Terrifying, but I'm glad that it's beneficial.
Right, right. That actually is a little bit concerning when you mentioned that, but yeah, I'm glad it worked out, man. That's awesome. Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What? What are you going to watch tonight? You got basketball on both college and NBA, and your Seattle Kraken look to bounce back from a poor showing in Edmonton last night as they host the Anaheim Ducks here at home. And if you want to find out where to find those sports, I suggest that you download the Sports on What app. It's got all that information for you, where you can find it, and when it's going to be on. As far as your weather, the clouds are moving in, and it's starting tonight. We're expecting partly cloudy skies and a low of 30 into tomorrow, where we'll see partly cloudy skies and a high of right around 46. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is on.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Your shot of 5K a day if you listen to Jolene tonight on the Odyssey app. Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.